Adventist World Radio. From broadcast to baptism. Powered by SID Media.
Pastor Munga, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, my brother, and how are you today?
Very well, thank you, my pastor. Are you well?
Extremely well. No complaints.
No complaints. Well, great to hear that. Thank you so much for joining us once again this afternoon. Now, we're on our Bible Corner this afternoon. In fact, this week, but not daily at 3:30, we're going to be speaking to you about our identity in Christ. And we're going to be focusing this week on that and what is our collective identity in Christ as the Seventh-day Adventist Church, as well as our individual identities in Christ. And who are we as individuals and how do we fit in the greater identity of the church? Now, Pastor, what does the Bible say about the identity of the church?
Thank you very much, my brother and the other listeners. The Bible is very clear about our identity. When we read in Revelation chapter 12, verse 17, we get our identity there. And the dragon was enraged with the woman, and he went to make war with the rest of her offspring, who keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. So from there, we are identified by two things: keeping the commandments of God and having the testimony of Jesus.
Mm.
And Revelation 19, verse 10 tells us that the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy.
Right.
So those things cannot be separated from the Adventist church. If those things are removed, then we are nowhere. Keeping the commandments of God. And when we talk about the commandments of God, we are talking about all the commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus, which is the spirit of prophecy.
Mm. So are you saying that too? So we keep the commandments of God and the spirit of prophecy?
Uphold the spirit of prophecy, exactly.
Uphold the spirit of prophecy. I see. I see.
Demonstrated in the ministry of Ellen G. White.
Ah, I see. Now, what is the mission of the church?
The mission of the church is found in Revelation 14, verse 6 to 12, where we find the three angels' message. So we have a mission of proclaiming the three angels' messages, and that is the church's mission, the first angel's message, which says, fear God and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment has come. We are in the hour of judgment right now.
Yeah.
So that is one message we are keeping, and that we have to fear God, meaning to respect him, to honor him, to keep his commandments. And then we have the second message there, talking about Babylon is fallen, all the false worship around should not be followed, but it will fall.
Mm.
And then we have the last message, which is a warning to come out of Babylon, in that strong warning that if anyone worship the beast, you have the wrath or the anger of God. Meaning those are the messages that we are preaching. That is our mission, to proclaim the three angels' messages.
Sounds scary though, eh? Is it not scary? Because, I mean, I'm listening to the last one and says, if you worship the beast, you're going to meet the wrath of God. So he's going to be very angry and deal with you accordingly. Yeah.
No, it's not scary. Actually, like someone warning you are moving. There's some, no, please stop there. There's a ditch ahead of you. So you receive that actually with joy. Said, oh, so if I had moved 5 steps from here, I could have sunk or I would have fallen in a pit. But someone warns you. So that is good news, actually.
I see. Now, what is the unique identity of the Seventh-day Adventist Church, that sets apart from other Christian, denominations?
Thank you. Like I said, the SDA Church, when we look at the book of Revelation chapter 10, we have a prediction that was made about how this church would rise. Remember the Millerite movement? When in 1844 and before, people preached that Jesus would come on this day, October 22nd, 1844, and then he didn't come. There was that great disappointment. But even that great disappointment, it had been prophesied in Revelation chapter 10. A prediction was made about it.
Mm.
So meaning we did not just come from the bruises. People
Revelation
put it,
10,
no.
Revelation
we are
10
a prophetic
verse.
Movement. There was a prediction about the existence of this, that it will come at this time.
Ah,
and like
okay.
I have said from Revelation chapter 12, we have our identity there of keeping the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus. Of course, we have got other doctrines that is separates us clearly from the others, like the sanctuary message. It's the only the SDHH who are preaching it. The state of the dead. Others talk about the state of the dead, but we talk about it in a different way. We talk about it in a biblical way. When someone dies, they are nowhere. When we say, may his soul rest in peace, that is not biblical. It's cultural, it's traditional. So we talk about that, but the unique features that we can talk about in, as far as this series is concerned, we are talking about keeping the commandments of God,
right,
as mentioned in the Bible. We are talking about having the spirit of prophets or the testimony of Jesus. Those are the unique features that you find that separates us from the rest. But I must be quick to say, being different doesn't mean that we are better than the others. That one must be underscored, and it must be mentioned right from the beginning. We are not claiming to be better than any denomination or any religion, no. But we are different.
And of course, those are the differences that you've outlined over there. Now, where are we drawing our identity from? Is it from the prophetess, who's Ellen White, or the early founders of the church?
No, the identity, like I mentioned, it comes from the church, because even the name Seventh-day Adventist Church came later on. The movement had already started. Like I said, the disappointment, which was there in 1844 with our founding fathers and founding mothers, was what would say a turning point as far as the Adventist movement is concerned. That disappointment, which was predicted or prophesied in Revelation chapter 10, happened. Then we come to Revelation 12, where we have got the church being persecuted, which talks about that persecution that was there during 1,260 years. But the persecution on one thing, on the commandments of God, especially the fourth commandment that talks about the Sabbath, Sabbath keeping, because that's also one of the things that separates us from the rest, keeping the Sabbath of the Lord. In other words, when we talk about the seventh day, we are talking about Saturday, from day one Sunday, then coming to Saturday is the seventh day or the Sabbath of the Lord. Then we get our mission, like we have mentioned, from Revelation chapter 14 on the three angels' messages. So we have got our roots, our history, predicted in Revelation chapter 10. We have got our prophetic identity defined in Revelation chapter 12. We have our prophetic message and mission given in Revelation chapter 14.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Pastor, thank you so much for giving us these words. I'm going to let you go. Before we do that, if you could just as we're going to be dealing with this subject, our identity in Christ, what are some of the things that we may not discuss today, but the listeners can actually look forward to, so that know that this is the subject, and maybe one or two things that you may just mention, just to tease us, eh?
Yes. At times in some corners, the Seventh-day Adventist Church has been considered or looked at to be people who are, I'm lacking a better word, people who are different. You know, it's almost like not a church. In some places, I remember a friend in German says, no, actually, we are considered as a cult. That we are actually not a church, but a cult. People who are queer, people who have what is strange beliefs of some kind. I remember when I was in Namibia some time back, at this hotel, say, no, please, I'm looking for this. No. They say, we have never had people going to church on Saturday. No. So, but during the course of the week, we will see that in the first place, the Seventh-day Adventist Church was prophesied in the Bible. Our message, whatever happened to us, was prophesied.
Right.
And then we have got our unique identity. And this unique identity, we would say, like it was the children of Israel, you are chosen. You are chosen so that you can reach others, like Abraham. He was chosen. He is chosen so that he becomes a channel of blessings to everyone. So in case someone wanted to say, no, maybe I'm out. No, we are chosen so that we can go to the whole world. We look at the thing like the everlasting gospel. The message we are preaching is for each and every human being who is living on this planet Earth.
Yeah, yeah. Beautiful. All right, Pastor, I'm definitely looking forward to these conversations as well, because it seems to be very, very exciting and intriguing. Definitely making sure that everyone out there, if you're listening and you were planning on doing other things, do make sure that you lock it on the Adventist World Radio at 3:30 every day this week. And Pastor Munga is going to be giving us these powerful messages. Pastor, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you very much. God bless you. God bless our listeners.
Thank you. Blessings.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.